Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. President Draupadi Murmu has said Viksit Bharat will be achieved not just by building strong economy, but also by ensuring equal opportunities and life of dignity to poor people. The president was addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Technology at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand yesterday. The president said government initiatives across traditional and emerging sectors are creating entrepreneurial opportunities for skilled youth to generate employment for themselves and others. Earlier in the day, the president attended the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script of Santhali language in Jamshedpur. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized for creating a Delhi-like special unit of police for Northeastern region in other states to ensure protection of Northeastern people. The minister expressed concern in connection with the incident of attack on a Tripura student in Dehradun, in which he died later. Mr. Rijiju said that such attacks are detrimental to society.
किसी बच्चे या किसी इंसान को उनका जात या उनका धर्म या उनका प्रदेश या उनको जैसे दिखता है उसका पहचान उसके वजह से अगर मौत होते हैं या उसको अटैक करते हैं तो मुझे लगता है कि ये तो समाज का हर वर्ग को सोचना चाहिए.
The minister said that Uttarakhand government has taken strict action in the matter and 5 accused were arrested who were allegedly involved in the assault case.
उत्तराखंड का मुख्यमंत्री ने भी बहुत सख्त कदम उठाया है और शायद 5 लोग अरेस्ट भी हो गए हैं. लेकिन मैं ये चाहता हूं कि जो दिल्ली में जैसे व्यवस्था बनाया हुआ है दिल्ली पुलिस में, वैसे हर प्रदेश का जो मेट्रोपॉलिटन पुलिस है अगर वो कदम उठाए तो अच्छा रहेगा. दिल्ली में भी पहले नरेंद्र मोदी जी का सरकार बनने से पहले हर महीने कम से कम 10-15 घटनाएं होते थे.
Defence Acquisition Council has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity for these proposals of the three services. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It's so policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring to you India's progress in the cultural sector in 2025.
This year, India's cultural resurgence moved decisively into the national mainstream, reflecting a confidence that had been building steadily over the past decade. This year will also be remembered as the Festival of Lights. Deepavali has been inscribed on UNESCO's list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Similarly, the Maratha military landscapes of India were successfully inscribed on the UNESCO's World Heritage List, significantly bolstering country's standing as a global heritage power. In the spirit of collective participation, the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram was launched as a year-long commemoration, with more than 1.6 crore citizens recording their renditions, transforming a historic symbol of the freedom movement into a nationwide public movement. Meanwhile, mass participation in faith and cultural expression reached unprecedented scale in 2025. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj witnessed the participation of over 66 crore pilgrims, surpassing global religious congregations. The country also celebrated and honored its foundational leaders. Commemorative events including the release of special coins and stamps on the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel was held on Rashtriya Ekta Divas. Together, these developments underscored 2025 as a year when India's civilizational confidence translated into visible, collective and enduring expression. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Jiram Ji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Diwas 2025 program at Gauchar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. Defence Research and Development Organization organization yesterday successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range Chandipur. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated DRDO on the achievement. He said that the successful design and development of long-range guided rockets will boost the capabilities of the armed forces, terming it a game-changer. And India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions are likely to continue during night and morning hours over isolated places of Nagaland till January 3. Meanwhile, Kohima has recorded a maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.